ओम हरि ओम तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनां पमश्रवस्तमम् ओम कात्यायनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारी धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गि प्रचोदयात् सर्वरूपमयी देवी सर्वं देवीमयं जगत् अतोऽहं विश्वरूपां तां नमामि परमेश्वरीम् सो वी हैव सीन टू क्वेश्चन्स द टू सेक्शन्स आर टू चैप्टर्स as Prathama Prashna and Dvitiya Prashna. The Srishti was discussed in the first chapter. The second chapter presented the glories of Hiranyagarbha as Samashti Pranaha and also Vyashti Prana. And now we are going to understand what exactly how Hiranyagarbha is. We are going to say third prashnaha today. Tritiyaha prashnaha. And first, Kabandhi Katyayanaha asked the question. Guruhu Pippaladaha answered. And the second question was asked by Bhargavaha Vaidarbhihi. Now, the third question is asked by Kausalyaha Ashwalayanaha. Kausalyaha. Kausalyaha Ashwalayanaha is the name of the student. Like how you said two names, you say, no, Shivadasan Subbaya. You say two names. All of us are two names, surnames. Long, long names. So here also long names. Kausalyaha Ashwalayanaha. He is the student and he is asking the question and Pradha is going to give an answer. So Kausalyaha Ashwalayanaha asked his teacher. He asked how many questions? Six questions he asked. But very simple answers, okay? Nothing to worry. First question he is asking. Bhagavan Kutaha Eshaha Pranaha Jayate. The very question is a very intelligent question. Okay, you glory, what you just... Just really raving about the prana. Prana is that, prana is this, prana is everything. You really, you presented the glories of prana. Who, such a glorious prana. Where is he born from? Actually, what is the origin of this prana? Where does this prana originate from? The pranan yengirundu thonruhiran. So, pranaha... You talk so much about prana, okay? So, pranaha kutaha jayate. Please remember, when you say samashti pranaha is what? Hiranyagarbha. So, Hiranyagarbha is what? Ishwaraha, the Lord. Okay? So, understood, everything is Ishwara. Everything is Lord in the form of knowledge alone is what? Is pervading everything. Remains a support of everything. Lord Ishwara. So Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, Hiranyama Samashti Prana is the support, substratum of the everything here that is here in the mouth of the grass universe. So now the question comes, what is Bhagavan? What is that God? If you ask the question, actually answer for the God also is going to come later on. Okay? At least this question is preparing you for actual Vedantic study. You see slowly how you are prepared for actual Vedantic study. It's like asking, what is God? What is Ishwara? What is the Lord? Who is the truth of everything, substratum of everything? So when you ask the question, what is God? That is a subtle question. Isn't it? Who is God? It is indirectly put here. What's the question here? Bhagavan, O Lord, kutaha yeshaha pranaha jayate. No? Where is this pranaha born from? Where does the prana originate from? The first question. Then second question. The questions are based on both samashti prana and vyashti prana, isn't it? Now next question is, katham ayati asmin sharire. How does the samashti prana enters into this individual body as a vyashti prana? How does samashti prana, how does the law Ishwara Bhagavan, indihama hiranyagarbha, indihama samashti prana, enter into this every individual body as vyashti prana? It's all like asking, how does ocean enter into the wave? Isn't it? Like that. So how does prana enter into this body? Katham ayati asmin sharire. The next question. Third question. Atmanam pravibhajya katam pratishtate. And how does this Hiranyagarbheshwara in the form of samashti prana entering into the individual body as vyashti prana, dividing itself into five doesn't mean mentioned. How does it divide itself into, katham pratishtate? How does it remain divide? How does it remain in the body? How does it function in the body, dividing itself? How does the vyashti prana remain and function in the body, obtain in the body? How does the vyashti prana obtain in the physical body, individual body? No. How does the vyashti prana obtain in the physical individual body, dividing itself? Atman dividing itself. No, that one is, get the book, I'll tell you everything. Right? First, let's understand the question, what is there first. So why am I not repeating with the time, that's why. See, I didn't want to use the term Atma, it does not mean the self there. That's why just itself, as a reflexive pronoun, that's why just the self, okay? How does the, see, first of all, when I read it, just listen, and then you want to write down first, understand the question first, then I'll explain to you. See, if you read the word, Anandini, please give the book back. It will disturb you, really, I tell you. See, the word Atmanam, don't take it as self. That's why I'm not telling you here. I don't want, when the book, everybody gets the book, I'll read it out and I'll show you how it is. So, how does it enter into the body? One question. Second question is what? How does it divide itself? Atmanam vibhajya katam pratishtate. How does it remain? How does it, see, if you read the literal translation, also get confused. How does it obtain in the body, dividing itself? That's all the question. How does it function? Because answer is going to be elaborate answer. Then the next question, third question, fourth question. Kena upakramate. Fourth question, kena upakramate. Utkramate, sorry. Kena utkramate. Kena utkramate means, how does this vyashti prana, how does Hiranyagarbha, indihama samashti prana, entering into the individuals of vyashti prana, how does it depart? You will know about death very well. Okay, what is death? All death related questions will be answered here later on. You understand death very well here in this chapter. How does it depart? Enters, once entrance is there, entry is there, departure is definite. Having entered, never ever think of staying anywhere permanently. you will be disappointed. Know why? Where entry is there, there definitely departure is there. Where association is there, separation is there. Isn't it? You know Mithuna, now you already know. It's based on one Mithuna, you understand the whole thing now. Entry is there, definitely departure is there. So, kena utkramate means, in see that vritti viseshana. So, by which, how does it, the question has been answered in different ways. How does it depart? Or but through which prana it depart? In which form does the prana depart? How does it depart? The next is, how does samashti prana sustain the external world? Katham bahyam abhidatte. Now the question is related to samashti prana. How does the samashti prana, Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, Indiyam samashti prana, how does he protect and sustain the world, external world, adi daivam? See, when you understand this very easily, then with the books is there, when read it out, it'll be easy. Otherwise, you will have your own, because the word Atma, what does it mean? Different kind, you know, whether it's a self or a reflexive pronoun or the Brahma, what does it mean? You should know. Okay. So, katham abhidatte, how does it protect and sustain? The sixth question, how does Hiranyagarbheshwaraha, the samashti prana, who entered into the individual body as a vyashti prana, it simply asks, how does vyashti prana protect the individual body? See, how does samashti prana protect the external world, entire grass universe? How does the vyashti prana sustain the individual grass body? Not a grass body, individual. Individual, okay? See, samashti prana sustains and protects the external world, bahya prapancham, adidaivam. Then, the vyashti prana protects the individual. So, how does he protect? This is the sixth question. So, totally got now six questions. So, here, when you say, where is this prana born from? Where does this prana originate? Means what? He is asking the very cause of the prana. Cause of the prana. Which cause? So what is the nimitta upadana karanam of the prana? Okay, what is the nimitta upadana karanam of the prana? What is the efficient, the material cause of the prana, from where it has originated, isn't it? For anything, there must be two causes. There must be an efficient cause or intelligent cause. There must be material cause also. Okay, what is that from which nimitta upadana causes? Prana has originated, is the actual thing. Now the six questions are here. Because he's given time to ask questions, I'm allowed to ask only once. Like one entry means what? One entry visa, okay? So finish everything. So all six questions he puts together. I tell you, by understanding this is, if you know the six answer for six questions, you know, then you are dwelling upon who? Where is your mind? Only in Hiranyagarbha. Understanding Hiranyagarbha properly, an answer to these questions is what? Meditating upon Hiranyagarbha. It's a nice way of understanding. Okay, don't need to really sit and work very hard. Okay, so Pippaladaha answers. So in the second mantra, his opening sentence, Pippaladaha first expresses his joy. You know why? Thus, you are asking, he is saying, You are asking very subtle question. You are not asking some. See, no question is undermined or underestimated. Every question is respected. From one's own standpoint, the genuineness is there, isn't it? But here, he says what? You are asking me atiprashnaha. Atiprashnaha means, sometimes even you can say, you unnecessarily ask me irrelevant question, you can say. But here, atiprashnaha is not the irrelevant, unnecessary question. Atiprashnaha means what? You are asking me a very subtle question, because you are asking the very root of prana, Hiranyagarbha. You are asking the root of very Ishvara, the Lord, isn't it? So he is asking what now? You are asking me a very subtle question. And second thing, even though you ask me the very subtle question, hey, what is the cause? What is the nimitta upadana karanam, the efficient and the material cause of the prana? You are asking Hiranyagarbha. But still, you deserve the answer also. Know why? I can teach you. Because you are, he says, important word you have to learn here is atiprashnaha. Can I don't? The important words you understand in this second mantra in Pippaladas opening sentence is atiprashnaha. Atiprashnaha here means a subtle question regarding the very cause of Hiranyagar, Samashti Prana. It means Samashti Prana. Or you can say Prana, very cause of the Prana. Okay, Prana means don't think of some mooch or something. Prana here means what? The very life of the whole cosmos. So when you look at the reality as the life of the cosmos, look at it as Ishvara, the Lord. Okay, then next word is Brahmishtaha. Brahmishtaha is the word used by the teacher. Brahmishtaha is a qualification of the student, Kausalyaha. See, he is saying, you are Brahmishtaha. Hey, Kausalyaha, you are a Brahmishtaha. Brahmishtaha means what? Brahmishtaha means one who is committed to the Lord. One who is given to the discipline of karma and upasanam. And one who lives a lifestyle enjoined by the Veda. Brahma, here is Veda. So Brahmishtaha means one who lives his life in conformity with the Vedic teaching. Well, he says, what now? Brahmishtaha. So one who is given to the discipline of, one who is committed to the Vedic way of life. Thereby, one who has already performed what now? One who has given to the practice of this upasanam and karma, one who would have lived a life of karma yoga, therefore qualified for jnanam. If this much is implied by one word, Brahmishtaha. So therefore, I am going to answer your question. Aham bravimi, I tell you, I give you answer to a question. The two reasons. You ask me a subtle question, that makes me very happy. Even though you ask me a subtle question, if you are not qualified, I cannot teach you. Why? Because sometimes the teacher also has to be very careful. The teacher teaches the student just because the student asked, or sometimes without the student asks also, the teacher teaches. The student is not qualified for this knowledge. This may become what counterproductive also. Whether it is going to be effective or not. If it is not effective, it's okay. But it's going to become counterproductive means what? Sometimes the student comes who is not qualified for jnanam. And here Shastram says what? You know, give up everything. And then Eshnatre Tyaga, give up no putreshna, vitteshna, lokeshna, and go and meditate. You know, learn Shadis Shastram. The student, such a student, what happens? He gives up everything. He is not qualified for jnanam. He is in between. The later on, he will become what? Without doing his duties, checking his duties and responsibilities, he may become mithyacharaha. He may become a hypocrite. Because he is not able to live this lifestyle, is not able to pursue jnanam, is not ready for this wisdom, then what happens? He has not lived his other life also properly, so he cannot become qualified because he is not doing his duties. He cannot attain jnanam because he is not qualified. So what happens? Finally, he may end up becoming a hypocrite, isn't it? Therefore, it makes him counterproductive also. Therefore, the student can teach only the student is eligible for this teaching. Therefore, he is saying what now? You are Brahmishtaha. You are qualified. Therefore, I can teach you. You have practiced meditation. You are living life karma yoga. You have performed rituals. You are living at, see, performing rituals and practicing meditation, Vedic meditation means here. He must have lived a disciplined, clean life, followed a lifestyle enjoined by the Shastra. Okay, that's very important. He must have lived a life of karma yoga. Therefore, he is mature enough to listen to the Shastram, to understand teaching. That's what the teacher, see, every word is so important here. Brahmishtaha. Okay, there are two important words you have learned. Then, now the third mantra gives the answer for the first question. Imadhi, what is the first question? What is the cause, material deficient cause of the pranaha? So, where has it prana come from? That's the question, isn't it? The answer is given in the third mantra. Atmanaha yeshaha pranaha jayate. One simple answer. Here Atma means what? Brahma. See, in which context Atma means, we have to remember. In this context, the word Atma means Brahma, Param Brahma. Atma, the all-pervasive reality obtaining of the essence, the innermost essence of every being here is what? Brahma, which is of the nature of limitlessness. So, Atmanaha Eshaha Jayate. From Atma, which is the limitless reality Brahma, from that Brahman alone, prana has come into existence. Prana is born of that Brahman only. Which means, the material cause of the prana is also Brahma. The intelligent cause of the prana is also Brahma. And which Brahma? The Brahman which is there as the innermost essence of every being, the Atma. So you can say Atmanaha or Brahmanaha. Finally you can say what now? It is the cause of the Brahman is born of myself. The prana is born of my real self. You have to learn to say that, okay, later on. I the self am the consciousness, cause of what now? Prana. Cause means what? The Atma, the prana is born of the absolute self. Okay. Now the question comes, how is it born? When you say the prana is born of Atma, what does it mean? How is it born? He says, very beautiful. When a person is walking in the sunlight, the person's exact shade, isn't it? The shadow. Just as shadow of the person who is walking in the sun, walking in the light, is born of the person, just as the shadow is born of the human being. Shadow of the human being born of the human being. So also prana is born of Atma. Niral Nijamahadu. Shadow. A human shadow. Just as a human shadow is born of a human being, so also this prana is born of the Atma. Why? Because you have to understand here. I'm not going to laugh too much, too we are not do a lot of elaboration, but I make it very clear. See, generally, when you say cause, if you say pot is born of clay, then naturally, clay is the cause. I say ornament is born of gold, also gold is the cause. And what happened? The cause has to undergo a change to become the effect. There cannot be a cause which can be the cause of something, which can enjoy the status of being the cause unless it undergoes a change. If a cause undergoes a change to become an effect, it is called what? Parinami upadana karanam. So nothing is new here, I am telling you. Parinami upadana karanam. Without undergoing a change, something becomes a cause called what? Vivarta upadana karanam. So here, what, when the person is walking, therefore, has it undergone a change? No. You don't need to undergo any change for the shadow to be created. Isn't it? What change do you undergo? What is the, is there a shadow or not? There is a shadow. Shadow is there. So shadow is created. By doing what karma? You are just there. Don't need to do anything. Your being is the cause. Now, from out of nothing cannot, something cannot come into existence, isn't it? You are there, so the shadow is. So what change have you undergone? Nothing. Understand? Therefore, the same way, he says, that's why yatha, esha, chaya, purushe. Just as the shadow is born of a human, shadow is born of a human being, so also this is born of, prana is born of Atma, the Brahman, the absolute reality. The next question comes. If we're going to understand late, see, these questions will be elaborately understood in the next, actually what is that? Which means it's very clear, nothing has been really created. Isn't it? See, the presence of the human being is what? It causes the shadow. Very presence causes the shadow. Nothing needs to be done here. What is upadana karanam of the material cause of the shadow? The human form. What is the intelligent cause of is what? The same thing. Nothing else. So, that human form is both one inseparable material and the efficient cause of the shadow here. Understand this much, we'll elaborate and later on we'll see it again. The next question is answered, the third question. Okay. The important word you have to learn here, one more word you have to learn here is manokritam. The word chaya means shadow. You know that? That's over. Manokritam. See, the word manokritam is used in the sense of karma. What causes the entry of prana into the physical body? It is karma is the cause. Karma is nimittam. Karma is instrumental for the prana to enter into the body. Understand? So, not parents. Your mom and dad are only instrumental for you to be born. The actual cause of your birth, assumption of the physical body, is your own karma. That's why we all, every individual who comes with one's own prarabdha. Understand? So that's why Swamiji always says, the child is only born through you, not of you. The child is born through you, not of you. That's why we cannot, we don't have any say over our own children. They have their own prarabdha to live. Only be supportive, that's all. We can't do anything. We have to understand the different mind, different background, different, everything different. Some prarabdha punya papa, they're born, that's all. So here is what he says. Manokritam is the word used here. Manokritam means karma. How, why manokrit, karma is called manokritam? Karma means what? Prarabdha karma phalam is mentioned by the word manokritam. Why the karma is called manokritam? It's a nice explanation, okay? It's called lakshita lakshana. The karma is meant by the word manokritam, okay? The word manokritam. It's called lakshita lakshana. See, first what happens? You dwell upon some attributes or qualities or some desirability, likability of an object. No? How does the desire arise in your mind? Kamasya utpattihi katam bhavati. How does the desire arise in your mind? Desire for any given object can arise in your mind only when you repeatedly dwell upon the plus and minus of the object. It's called Vishayadhyanam. Vishayandhyayato pumsaha sangasteshu pajayate sanga sanjayate kamaha. We'll stop there. We won't go. Next one we won't go. Okay. How does the desire arise? The desire for an object, I want to buy that. How does it arise? All of us must be watching all the time Rodney ji coming every day colorful into the class. No, how texture is nice, material is nice, price also looks okay, and then color is nice. It's called Vishayadhyanam, isn't it? And then what now? Ye, all of us somehow, I've got a lot of clothes, I don't want to buy. We say that. No. First you have to think. It's called thinking is what? Dwelling. See, thinking about any object is called Vishayadhyanam. It's called Sankalpaha. Okay? Sankalpas, see, repeatedly seeing how nice it is, desirability, likability, the qualities, the attributes of a person or a thing, when you think about it, how nice it is, how bad it is, how good it is, you think about it, then that gives rise to desire for, and let me also go and buy. Desire comes. Dhyanam, dwelling upon the object here, dwelling upon the attributes, the qualities, likability, desirability, you know, about the object is called sankalpa. It means sankalpa here means entertaining thoughts about the object. Okay, first you entertain the thoughts about the object. Entertaining the thought itself is not the desire. I also entertain thought about the object. Then no. I have to say that. Then desire comes. Desire will come. The hate also may come. Okay. Sometimes desire may go also. Okay? So desire comes. When you entertain the thoughts about the object, all about the object, then desire comes. Kamaha sanjayate. Once the desire comes, then what you do? Karma. Then, Devi, pana go to. Oh, no, you will ask for money, then immediately go to the shop. Isn't it? Going to the shop is what? Karma, action. Once you go, action does produce what? Phalam. And that phalam, drishtam phalam, adrishtam phalam, we have two phalams. Isn't it? And that adrishtam phalam will be there. How I did the karma is there. Therefore, that karma phalam is what now? It is the, we exhaust some phalam. Okay, at present, I bought it, that's a different thing. I see always, karma we do, the karma produces the phalam, and that phalam now, it can be punyam or papam. When we do karma to fulfill our desire, it may be through righteous means or non-righteous means, then it becomes what? Punyam or papam. So punya papa, we have earned as a result of the karma, impelled by our desire, born of our sankalpa, the continuous entertainment of thoughts about the object, is called what now? Manokritam. You go from, so manaha, sankalpaha, sankalpat kamaha, kamat karma, karmana, karma phalam. Isn't it? Punya papam. So manokrita means punya papa phalam. Result of karma. Is it clear now? When you, if you directly, when you put this, when something else is indicated with something else, is called what? Lakshita Lakshana. Or technical term. Karma, karma. See, there is a mind. In the mind you entertain thoughts about, entertainment of thoughts about the object is called sankalpa. That results in desire. Desire impulse in what? Desire causes the karma. The karma produces phalam. And that phalam is what? Punyam or papam. And that to exhaust the punya papa, again what? You have to be born, isn't it? For which the janma, isn't it? So here he says, manokritena means by one's own punya papa earned as a result of karma, impelled by desire, caused by sankalpa in the mind. A long sentence. This is important word you have to know. So what causes the entry of prana into the body? Punya papa, karma phalam. I don't use atmanam. What causes the entry of the prana into the body? Your punya papa. See, entry of prana into the body is what implies the birth of the body, isn't it? Assumption of the body. Assumption of the, what causes the assumption of the body? Is it clear now? Assumption of the body, thereby to be born again. I don't want to elaborate on it, you know, this much. See, karma, he says. Okay, brief. It's not atma. Don't bring the word atma here. Manokritena ayati. Asmin sharire. Now, how many questions have been answered here? So, kutaha pranaha, where is it prana born from? Answered. Katam ayatire, answered. Okay? Okay, next question. Come to next mantra. This mantra, the fourth mantra, tells how prana shakti is a substratum for all the sense powers. Now you look at all shakti as parashakti. And parashakti as what? Brahma shakti. Then you called what? And who is Brahman then? Indriyana Madhishtatri. I told you, remember, same meaning is coming here. So the fourth mantra tells you Indriya Adhishtatrutvam. Indriya Adhishtatrutvam. The fourth mantra tells what? The fourth mantra reveals the prana being the substratum of all the sense powers. So, indriya, adhishtatrutvam. One sentence, what is the content of this mantra? If you want to send some Sanskritam, Indriya Adhishtatrutvam. Prana, prana shakti or prana being the very substratum of all the sense powers. So, it also answers, but now, what the third question is answered. Answer for the third question comes here. In fact, the answer for the third question is given in three mantras. Fourth mantra, fifth mantra and the sixth mantra. In three mantras, the third question answer is given. Here the Upanishad presents the important word here. You need to know some words here. Samrat. Samrat means king. Samrat means a king. Upanishad gives an example. See, when the king who has to protect the entire country, does the king go and sit everywhere and protect people? No. Instead of himself going, he appoints different appropriately qualified officers in different villages. When the king who wants to protect the entire country, what does he do? He appoints the appropriately eligible, capable people in different places, and he, through them, he gets the work done. In the same way, Prana also sends his powers to all these different places, appoints his own powers, different locations of the body, and protects all these organs, involving himself in many different functions, dividing itself into five different powers. Look at this now. Each prana have looked upon as one given prana shakti. So just as the king appoints the appropriately, adequately qualified, eligible, capable people, officers, to do the needful, not to protect the people in all the villages, so also here prana sends its, appoints its powers like that, okay, in different parts of the body, dividing itself into five, and protects the entire system. That's the meaning given here. Which means each power of prana is there as one governing one system separately. It does not send samana and udana to the same place. Okay, a samana, you go here, you be here in the central part of the body. Udana, you be here, you do this job. Vyana, you do this job. Like that, this prana, one prana, sends its powers, shakti, as prana shakti, apana shakti, vyana shakti, samana shakti, udana shakti, divides itself into five and sends to different places and protects the body, doing the needful. This is said in the fourth mantra. Then the fifth mantra tells, see, only in this Upanishad you learn what? The place of each prana, prana shakti. Okay? The fifth mantra says, apanaha. The fifth mantra tells how one vital air, the samashti prana, entering into the individual body as vyashti prana, as one vital air, divides itself into five. Five means what? Fivefold powers, governing fivefold functions of fivefold systems. Is it? So what does it say? First, apanaha. The fifth mantra tells this. The fifth mantra meaning now. The apanaha, what is the locus of apana? You never learned this, na? Payu upastham, the organ of the excretory organs, payu and upastham. If you don't know what it is, okay, payu and upastham, these are the organs, excretory organs, the locus of apana prana. Okay, the locus of apana prana. So this is apanaha, governs the excretory system, involving itself in function of excretion. Apana has to take care of only excretion, the function of excretion, governing the excretory system. Remaining were payu and upastham. The next is pranaha. Apana is over, next is pranaha. பிராணஹா, see the prana is in many places, okay? Chakshuhu, I'm using only Sanskrit words, I don't want to use the English words here. Chakshuhu, eyes. Shrotram, ears. Mukham, mouth. Nasika, nostrils. Nose. Or nose, nasika, nose. Eyes, ears, mouth and nose. So having these as its place, you see where actually where does the prana shakti remain? If you ask, no, the prana shakti, prana shakti remain in these areas: ears, eyes, nose and mouth. It governs his respiration. Okay, the function of respiration, what in respiration you are involved, isn't it? Respiration. So excretion, now respiration. See, this locus was not said mentioned before. Only here it's mentioned very clearly. No, see the prana shakti, see vayu, it needs a locus na, the shakti, you look at it as a power. This prana shakti obtains where? What is the golakam? See, prana golakam you never heard, na? So prana golakam, look at the prana as the shakti, power. Where the prana shakti remain, what is the golakam? It needs to be, no, it governs the respiration, okay. Where does it, where is it there? It constantly goes and comes and does this different thing. But it involves all these places, locus, golakam, like a golakam. Huh? Yeah, you can just, you can say only one word, golakam. Means these, all these places, you know, this prana shakti obtains in the, using this as its locus, prana shakti functions. This prana, which governs the respiratory system, does not go anywhere else. It remains only here. Like payu and upastham, it remains there. Takes care of excretion. Again, little subtle, you never learn this. The Supreme presents the, that's why whole understanding has to change. Okay, mechanically you think like how it goes and remains in this room, means in this room, that's what you are thinking. No, not like that. The subtle power, how does it operate? Isn't it?
Yeah, no.
Don't get confused. No, it is there. I'll tell you all those things later. Okay, prana is the power behind all. See, the prana governing the respiration is there. We'll see all those things later. I'll tell you. Then samanaha remains in the middle portion of the body, the stomach, governs the function of digestion. Stomach, you know, anyway. And he just says, the three vayus are mentioned here. So one vital air entering into the body, dividing itself into five, sending its five powers, you know, as the appointments, its five powers in five different parts of the body, governing the different functions. Now, samanaha, in the middle of the body means, he says, the one beautiful thing is mentioned in the fifth mantra, this eating. Eating is a, we can say, pranagnihotram. It's a yajna. Understand, now hereafter when you are eating, don't make noise. Okay? Eating is an agnihotram, prana agnihotram. It's a ritual, fire ritual. Eating is like a fire ritual. So it's called what now? Pranagnihotram. When you are eating, you can say what? I'm busy with pranagnihotram. Eating otherwise is called pranagnihotram. You know why? The food is the oblations, and you are the hota, performer of the ritual, busy putting, and your mouth is the agni kundam, isn't it? Kundam there. Actually, the digestive system is the agni kundam. The digestive fire, jatra agni is the fire, and you put the oblations here. What happens? It gets digested, and it reaches who now? Devata, isn't it? So that all the devatas get the food. The prana is called, that is said here. Therefore, whatever the food which has been, which is the oblations, offered unto the digestive fire in the digestive system, is what now? Equally, is the very name is called samanaha. You know, samanaha samam nayati, no partiality. Okay, legs, you're walking more, you need more, it will give you a little more. It really, it gives. So in keeping with the need of the organ, it equally shares the, it equally distributes the food energy. Who? Samana. Samam nayati. To the head, it is there only. Equally everywhere the food has to go, no? Isn't it? That's why any problem, any something means what? If all the pranas are well maintained, you are healthiest person, really speaking. So samanaha, it equally distributes food to all the organs, all the parts of the body, in keeping with the need also. Whichever part we exert more, that part gets more energy also. No, if you want to know. If I say Kunti carefully divides the food, equally divides the food for all her five sons. See, Kunti divides her food equally for all her five sons. But when she brings the food, first to take half, one half, Bhima. The rest of the half are all the four. She equally divides in keeping with the need. Okay? I remember when I Kunti, I remember my mother also. Someone who was responsible for my being so big. Anyway, now what I'm saying, this card, what now? In keeping with the need, it equally divides, distributes the food. So, samam nayati iti samanaha. So, the word here, the food is said to be hutam, offered. Hutam means what? An ahuti. Oblation here, prasada, is it offered? So much reverence in the Vedic culture for every small thing, reverence. Don't waste and don't take it left hand and throw it like this. No. Everything, that's why you use right hand, no leg, you know, bend and do reverence food. We never touch any, even one grain of rice with the foot. Reverence. Amazing. So what happens now? This, because of the samana prana, distributes the food, no, digests the food and distributes that food energy equally in keeping with the need to all the parts of the body. What happens? That alone comes in the form of a sevenfold flames. Answer comes. Sevenfold flames. Okay? The fuel, isn't it? The fuel in the form of food is offered unto the Jatra Agni. It gets digested, and when the fuel is added, the flame comes, more flames, more energy comes, isn't it? When you add the fuel, there'll be what? Bigger flames, more flames come. When the flames are not there, very, you know, little fire is there. What happens now? When you pour some ghee into the Agni Kunda, what happens? More flames, big flames come, very powerful flames come. Like that, the digestive, the fire, after digestion, the food offered into the digestive system becomes what now? Becomes the energy. Seven. Yeah, seven means what? How it comes, no? The seven flames are Sapta Archish. Next word you need to know is Sapta Archish. சப்த அர்ச்சிஷா, சப்த அர்ச்சிஷா, சப்த அர்ச்சிஷா, வில் கோ 9:30, சப்த அர்ச்சிஷா, சப்த அர்ச்சிஷா. அர்ச்சிஷ் மீன்ஸ் ஃபிளேம், ஓகே, இன் திஸ் கான்டெக்ஸ்ட். சோ அர்ச்சிஷ் ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் ரே ஆஃப் லைட், பட் ஹியர் இட் இஸ் ஃபிளேம். சப்த அர்ச்சிஷா மீன்ஸ் செவன் ஃபிளேம்ஸ். செவன் ஃபிளேம்ஸ் ஆர் வாட்? தி எனர்ஜி. செவன் ஃபிளேம்ஸ் அர்த்தமே எனர்ஜி காஸ்ட் ஒரிஜினேட்டட் ஃப்ரம் தி ஃபியூவல் ஆஃப் ஃபுட். Yeah, I tell you what happens now. What is seva sapta archishaha? I tell you here first, two eyes, seeing powers, the seeing power in your two eyes. Now I understand. Now the seeing power in your two eyes, hearing power in your two ears, and the power of smelling in the both the nostrils, and the power of taste in your mouth also, in the tongue, isn't it? Seven. Got it now? Two ears, two nose, the two nostrils, two eyes, mouth, mukham. So water has been eaten, water has been drunk, that is digested and sent, distributed equally to all the parts, all the organs, in keeping with the need, and thereby what happens from there, the sevenfold flames rise up and go to this, all this here. Not only that, all it implies what now? All your sense powers, all your powers of organs of actions, even your power of thinking, everything become activated, energized because of this prana only, isn't it? Samana prana alone, there's a certain power of seeing, is there power of hearing, isn't it? Everything functions, even thinking, knowing, everything is possible. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, darshana shravanadi lakshana rupadi vishaya prakashaha ityabhiprayaha. Now all did this, the eyes are capable of functioning as eyes illumining the external world of objects. All your sense powers are capable of functioning as sense powers, illumining the external world of objects is possible because of the energy drawn from, distributed by samana prana. That's the meaning. Okay, now how many have over now? Three are over. So you know the locus of the pranas, the job of the prana, is it the function of the prana, the system governed, everything you understood. Three you understood. So apanaha, pranaha, samanaha are over. Now you have two more, yana and udana. So next comes the next mantra, sixth mantra. Udana is Vyanaha. The Vyana Prana is discussed in the sixth mantra. Locus of Vyana is also mentioned here. Okay. So first here is, the sixth mantra very clearly talks about the Golakam for mind being the physical heart. Hridi Atma, it says. Where is your mind? Mana Indriyam is in the Golakam called heart. And around this, from this physical heart, which is the Golakam for the mind, Antahkaranam, from there alone, 100 subtle non-dissectable, imperceptible nerves called nadis rise from the heart alone. So there's some controversy here. Because Upanishad mantra says ekashatam. When you say ekashatam, it can be taken as 100. You are taken to be ekam plus hatam, 101 also. Some people say 100, some people say 101. So it is not very particular. You do not go to miss your moksha. Okay? Therefore, you can understand 100 or 101 nadis are there. But nice to know. 100 or 101 nadis are there. They rise, you know, from this heart. From around the heart, there are 100 nadis are there. And what are they? Imperceptible. Non-scannable. Okay, are not available for x-ray, but non-dissectable. So no doctors can really make out. Only blood vessel they can talk about, isn't it? So cholesterol sitting in the blood vessel, they can frighten you off. But this, I don't know about nadis. If they talk about, was no 100 or 101 nadis are there. And then what happened? And those nadis, each of the 100 nadi, again has its what now gets divided into, it has its branches, it branched into each nadi of 100 nadis becomes branched into 100. So 100 into 100, how many? 10,000 nadis. The branches, one each of the 100, now gets branched. What it has? Hundreds of branches. Each one has 100 branches. And that each one of the 100 branch also again has what? 72. Becomes divided into 72 sub-branches. See, 100 nadis are there, and each nadi has what now? Has 100 branches. And each of the that 100 also, again what now? Again, 72. Dva saptatihi pratishakha nadi sahasrani. Therefore, so many nadis. That's why every part we have nerve here, isn't it? And he says, this vyana prana, obtaining in all these nadis, no, takes care of the flow of blood from the heart. Vyanaha, see, Vishwagamanavan Vyanaha, all over, the nadis are spread all over the body. Vishwagamanavan, is it? All, everywhere, the nadis are there. So this vyana prana moving in these nadis, acting in these nadis, governs the function of circulation. So now you can understand thousands and thousands and thousands of nadis are here in the body. So nadisu vyanaha vayuhu charati. Vyapanat, pervading all these nadis, in these, obtaining in these nadis, Vyana governs the function of circulation. Samvyapya vartate iti Vyanaha. So Vyana's information is over here in the sixth mantra. Vyana, V-Y. Okay, next mantra, seventh mantra discusses the Udana Prana. This Udana is called Udanaha because it goes upwards. Udana Prana is called Udanaha, it goes upwards. Which means Udgamanavan Vayuhu Udanaha. In fact, Udana remains quiet. Udana remains quiet. There is no mention of the place. It remains quiet. But only Udana goes for help. Any system anywhere has the problem. Suppose Vyana has the problem, then she goes to support Vyana. If Samana has a problem, it goes support this. For some time, Udana will help. Whenever any disorder in the system, Udana will go and help that particular given system. Okay? Otherwise, anything unhealthy, unwanted, foreign enters into the body, Udana immediately will work. Amazing knowledge, isn't it? Suppose something which doesn't agree with your system, you eat, Udana will start working. Now it will come and push it out. It will vomiting sensation. Who is the cause? Who caused vomiting sensation? Udana. Vomiting will come out. Sweat will come out. You know, it is sweat also apana, but generally, suddenly you get something vomiting or and all that. No, that's caused by sneezing. Not caused by who? Suppose something goes in. Imagine. Suppose something goes and sits here. You do this, no? It is Udana. Listen, Udana only helmets. And then suddenly the smoke comes. Something goes and sits inside your tummy and then in your eyes, okay? Immediately the tears come. Something goes, irritates your eyes, immediate tears will come. Who pushes it out? Well, something goes and causes disturbance in your soft, you know, tissue in eyes, immediate eyes, what tears will come. The tears coming to clear the dust in your eyes caused by who? Udana. And something goes and vomiting, who caused the vomiting and pushes the unwanted thing, this foreign thing is what? Udana. The sneezing is what? No? It's also what? Caused by Udana. So these are all the simple things Udana does occasionally.
Immune system.
Yeah. Yeah, reversing system. Yeah, reversing system. So Udana. Udana governs the reversing system. Retention system. You can call it, yeah, retention is also Udana in the immune system. Okay? Retention. Then main job of Udana is the one who leaves the body first. Departure. Who plays the role of Udana. So, Udana goes out. See, Udana Prana, who remains quietly supporting the system, okay, whenever necessary, it functions to keep the body healthy. But when the Prarabdha gets over, however healthy you are, okay, healthy or unhealthy, when the Prarabdha Karma is over, in the Udana does what now? Udanaha, goes upwards, and Udana, what now? If a person has only punyam, in keeping with the amount of punyam, it will take you to Swargaloka or Brahmaloka. Okay. If you have only papam, it says what now? It will take you to Adoloka. Narakam. It says, only in this Upanishad very clearly is mentioned here. Triyag Yonyadi Lakshanam. You want to, what is Narakam? Triyag Yonyadi Lakshanam. Which means, it sees that you go reach there properly, okay? Udana Prana takes to. Yeah, Udana goes out. When it goes out, where does the Sukshma go is determined by your karma. The Udana comes out first. If you have only, suppose the Upasakas, people who lived a very clean, disciplined life, all them practicing meditation and all of them, for them, the prana, Udana prana will lead through Sushumna Nadi, breaking open the Brahma Randram, it will go straight to what? Brahma Loka. Okay, or in keeping the punyam, you'll go to other Dandra Loka or Swarga Loka. Suppose you have only papam, no punyam at all, only punyam only you can go up. Okay, ஒன்னு பாபம், தென் சம் அதோர் சம் நரக்கலோகம். டோன்ட் ஆஸ்க் மீ வெதர் ஐ ஹேவ் நோ எனிதிங் அபவுட் இட். புனித சேஸ் ஐம் டெல்லிங் யூ, இஃப் யூ ஹேவ் போத் புண்ணியம் அண்ட் பாபம் மிக்சர், வி ஹேவ் சம் புண்ணியம் ஆல்சோ இன் அக்கவுண்ட், சம் பாபம் ஆல்சோ இன் அக்கவுண்ட். சம் லோன்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், I have to clear the bank, but I also have some deposits. Isn't it? So you have both punyam and papam. Punya papa mishraha. Puja Swamiji says, if you have a mixture of both punyam and papam, then Udhanapana prana will not go breaking open on Brahmarandra. Some organ it goes out, then it will give you manushya janma. Human body. If you have both punyam, which means we can make out what we had in our account. From this mantra we make out what? We didn't have only papam, we didn't have only punyam, we all must have had both punyam and papam. That is why we got this rare body, human body. It's interesting, isn't it? This is all dhyana. You're thinking of dhyana, is it? So Udhana Pranaha, is it clear or not? So Udhana Prana alone leaves the physical body. Udhana Prana plays an important role in causing the death. Doesn't cause the death, it parabdha ends. How death happens? If you ask who leaves, the Prana leaves. The Prana leaves means, how does it leave? Udhana Prana leaves. How? And it goes upwards to the Sushumna Nadi, break upon the Brahma Randra, then takes you to what? Brahma Loka, only if you have Punyam. Only Papam, Adho Loka, are both Manushya Loka. Which means, your birth is determined by having mixture of Punyam and Papam. Now, I tell you one thing. The fifth question is answered in the eighth mantra. What is the fifth question? How does Hiranyagarbha as Samashti Prana protect the external world? That question's answer comes in the eighth mantra. But before that, what is it? Katham si kena utkramate. See, Udana Pranena Pranaha utkramate. Understand now. The prana leaves, departs the physical body. First what? As the Udana prana, it takes it out. But what happens? So the same answer. For that previous question, for the fourth question, answer again comes in which ninth and tenth mantras also. In the ninth and tenth, two more mantras, I'm going to give the answer for the fourth. Okay? We'll go now. Papuja there. Just go see and come back. We'll come back and continue.